The Blessing of the Candles. After Terce follows the Blessing of the Candles, which is one of the three principal blessings observed by the Church during the year. The other two are those of the Ashes and of the Palms. The signification of this ceremony bears so essential a connection with the mystery of Our Lady's purification that if Septuagesima, Sexagesima, or Quinquagesima Sunday fall on the 2nd of February, the feast is deferred to tomorrow, but the blessing of the candles and the procession which follows it always take place on this precise day. In order to give uniformity to the three great blessings of the year, the Church prescribes for that of the candles the same color for the vestments of the sacred ministers as is used in the two other blessings of the ashes and palms, namely purple. Thus, this solemn function, which is inseparable from the day on which Our Lady's purification took place, may be gone through every year on the 2nd of February without changing the color prescribed for the three Sundays just mentioned. It is exceedingly difficult to say what was the origin of this ceremony. Baronius, Thomason, and others are of opinion that it was instituted towards the close of the 5th century by Pope Saint Gelasius in order to give a Christian meaning to certain vestiges still retained by the Romans of the old Lupercalia. Saint Gelasius certainly did abolish the last vestiges of the Feast of the Lupercalia, which in earlier times the pagans used to celebrate in the month of February. Pope Innocent III, in one of his sermons for the Feast of the Purification, attributes the institution of this ceremony of Candlemas to the wisdom of the Roman pontiffs, who turned into the present religious rite the remnants of an ancient pagan custom, which had not quite died out among the Christians. The old pagans, he says, used to carry lighted torches in memory of those which the fable gives to Ceres, when she went to the top of Mount Etna in search of her daughter Proserpine. But against this we have to object that on the pagan calendar of the Romans there is no mention of any feast in honor of Ceres for the month of February. We, therefore, prefer adopting the opinion of Dom Hugh Maynard, Rocca, Hans Genius, and Pope Benedict XIV, that an ancient feast, which was kept in February, and was called the Amberbalia, during which the pagans used to go through the city with lighted torches in their hands, gave occasion to the sovereign pontiffs to substitute, in its place, a Christian ceremony, which they attached to the feast of that sacred mystery, in which Jesus, the light of the world, was presented in the temple by his Virgin Mother. The mystery of today's ceremony has frequently been explained by liturgists, dating from the 7th century. According to Saint Ivo of Chartres, footnote, in his second sermon on the purification, the wax which is formed from the juice of flowers by the bee, always considered as the emblem of virginity, signifies the virginal flesh of the divine infant, who diminish not, either by his conception or his birth, the spotless purity of his Blessed Mother. The same holy bishop would have us see in the flame of our candle a symbol of Jesus, who came to enlighten our darkness. Saint Anselm, footnote, commentary on Saint Luke, Archbishop of Canterbury, speaking on the same mystery, bids us consider three things in the blessed candle: the wax, the wick, and the flame. The wax, he says, which is the production of the virginal bee, is the flesh of our Lord. The wick, which is within, is his soul. The flame, which burns on the top, is his divinity. Formerly, the faithful looked upon it as an honor to be permitted to bring their wax tapers to the church on this feast of the purification, that they might be blessed, together with those which were to be born in the procession, by the priests and sacred ministers. And the same custom is still observed in some congregations. It would be well if pastors were to encourage this practice, retaining it where it exists, or establishing it where it is not known. There has been such a systematic effort made to destroy, or at least to impoverish, the exterior rites and practices of religion, that we find throughout the world thousands of Christians who have been insensibly made strangers to those admirable sentiments of faith, which the Church alone, in her liturgy, can give to the body of the faithful. Thus, we shall be telling many what they have never heard before, when we inform them that the Church blesses the candles not only to be carried in the procession, which forms part of the ceremony today, but also for the use of the faithful, inasmuch as they draw upon such as use them with respect, whether on sea or on land, as the Church says in the prayer, special blessings from heaven. These blessed candles ought also to be lit near the bed of the dying Christian, as a symbol of the immortality merited for us by Christ, and of the protection of our Blessed Lady. As soon as all is prepared, the priest goes up to the altar, and thus begins the blessing of the candles. The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Let us pray. Holy Lord, Father Almighty and Eternal God, who didst create all things out of nothing, and by the labor of the bees following thy commands, hast brought this liquor to the perfection of wax, and who on this day didst accomplish the desire of the righteous Simeon, we humbly beseech thee that by the invocation of thy most holy name, and by the intercession of Blessed Mary, ever a virgin, whose festival we this day devoutly celebrate, and by the prayers of all thy saints, thou wouldst vouchsafe to bless and sanctify these candles for the service of men, and for the good of their bodies and souls in all places, whether on sea or on land, and that thou wouldst be pleased mercifully to hear from thy holy temple and from the throne of thy majesty the prayers of this thy people, who desire to carry them in their hands with reverence and with sacred hymns to praise thy name, and show mercy to all that cry out unto thee, whom thou hast redeemed by the precious blood of thy beloved Son, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Ghost, God, world without end. Amen. Let us pray. O Almighty and Eternal God, who on this day wast pleased that thy only Son should be presented in the temple, and be received into the arms of Holy Simeon, we humbly beseech thy mercy to bless, sanctify, and give the light of thy heavenly benediction to these candles, which we thy servants desire to carry in honor of thy name, that by offering them to thee, our Lord God, we may be inflamed by the fire of thy sweet love, and made worthy to be presented in the holy temple of thy glory, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, the true light that enlighteneth every man that cometh into the world, pour forth thy blessing upon these candles, and sanctify them by the light of thy grace, and grant in thy mercy that as these candles by their visible light dispel the darkness of the night, so our hearts, burning with invisible fire, and enlightened by the grace of the Holy Ghost, may be delivered from all blindness of sin, that the eye of our soul being purified, we may discern those things that are pleasing to thee and beneficial to us, that after having finished the darksome passage of this life, we may come to never-fading joys through thee, O Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, who in perfect Trinity livest and reignest God, world without end. Amen. Let us pray. O Almighty and Eternal God, who by thy servant Moses commandedst the purest oil to be prepared for lamps, continually to burn in thy presence, mercifully pour forth the grace of thy blessing on these candles, that as they supply us with visible light, so by thy assistance the light of thy Spirit may never be wanting inwardly in our souls. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, thy Son, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the same Holy Spirit, God, world without end. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, who appearing amongst men in the substance of our flesh, wast pleased this day to be presented in the temple by thy parents, and whom the venerable Simeon, enlightened by the Holy Ghost, publicly confessing, received in his arms and blessed. Mercifully grant that being inspired and taught by the grace of the same Holy Spirit, we may sincerely acknowledge and faithfully love thee, who with God the Father, in the unity of the same Holy Spirit, livest and reignest God, world without end. Amen. These five prayers having been said, the celebrant sprinkles the candles with holy water, saying the asparagus in secret, and then incenses them, after which he distributes them to both clergy and laity. Footnote: in receiving the candle, the faithful should kiss first the candle itself, and then the priest's hand. During the distribution, the church, filled with emotion at the sight of these sacred symbols, which remind her of Jesus, shares in the joyous transports of the aged Simeon, who, whilst holding the child in his arms, confessed him to be the light of the Gentiles. She chants his sweet canticle, separating each verse by an antiphon, which is formed out of the last words of Simeon. Antiphon: a light to the revelation of the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. Canticle of Simeon. Now thou dost dismiss thy servant, O Lord, according to thy word in peace. A light to the revelation of the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. Because my eyes have seen thy salvation. A light to the revelation of the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel, which thou hast prepared before the face of all peoples. A light to the revelation of the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. A light to the revelation of the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. A light to the revelation of the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. After the distribution of the candles, the following antiphon and verse of the 43rd Psalm are sung. Arise, O Lord, help us, and for thy name's sake deliver us. We have heard, O God, with our ears, our fathers have declared unto us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. If it be in the season of Septuagesima, there is also added by the deacon, Flectamus Genua, let us kneel down, to which the subdeacon replies, Levate, arise. Let us pray. Hear thy people, O Lord, we beseech thee, and grant us to obtain those things interiorly by the light of thy grace, which thou permittest us outwardly to venerate with annual devotion.